From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is considering asking for another extension of unemployment benefits until an economic recovery can take hold. A private employment research group is estimating that up to 500,000 Americans will exhaust their jobless benefits by the end of next month and 1 million more by the end of the year, despite previous benefit extensions. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says the administration is aware of the problem.
The basic reality still that unemployment is very high in this country. We need to make Americans more confident about their future. And I think you need to do it through just by making sure people understand we are going to do what's necessary to bring growth back on track.
Geithner was on ABC's This Week. He said once a recovery is underway, the government will have to make some hard choices about how to reduce the federal deficit. When asked about whether tax increases may be possible, the president's top economic advisor, Lawrence Summers, said it's never a good idea to rule things out. The Secretary of Transportation says the government's Cash for Clunkers car trade-in program may have to be suspended this week unless the Senate follows the House and approves more funding for it. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The House approved another $2 billion for the car rebate program last Friday. The Senate will have to follow suit or the program could be suspended as soon as Tuesday. In an interview with C-SPAN, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says he believes the Senate will act, but said that no matter what, the government will make a good faith effort to protect auto dealers and consumers.
We'll see what the Senate does, but our commitment is to make sure that car buyers and dealers are reimbursed.
LaHood says the government has stepped up staffing for the backlog of rebate paperwork to catch up with dealers who have already sold cars under the Cash for Clunkers program. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Thousands of mourners lined up in Manila today to pay their final respects to former Philippines President Corazon Aquino. Her casket was surrounded by yellow flowers, the color symbolizing her people power movement, which ended dictator Ferdinand Marcos's rule in 1986. The BBC's Brenda Marshall has the story.
Among the mourners who filed past Mrs. Aquino's coffin was Juan Aziza, whose husband, the Malaysian opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, was imprisoned for many years, as was Corazon Aquino's husband, Benigno. Juan Aziza spoke of their similarities and of her loss.
We have lost a great friend, a loyal friend, and now, with her loss, I feel such a deep sense of loss personally.
The Philippine President Gloria Arroyo has announced that she'll cut short her current visit to the United States to pay her last respects to Mrs. Aquino, who will be buried on Wednesday.
The BBC's Brenda Marshall, Aquino will be laid to rest alongside her husband, who was assassinated in 1983. This is NPR News from Washington. Three American troops were killed in Afghanistan today. They were ambushed by insurgents after their convoy was hit by a roadside bomb. Three other U.S. troops were killed by roadside bombs there yesterday. The military says human remains found buried in a desert in Iraq have been identified as those of a Navy fighter jet pilot who was shot down at the start of the first Persian Gulf War. NPR's Allison Keyes has the story.
Captain Michael Scott Spiker was shot down on January 17th in 1991 during a combat mission. Then Defense Secretary Dick Cheney declared him dead hours later. But there's been confusion about his fate, from military promotions while he was missing to a 1995 search of the crash site in Iraq's Anbar province that turned up no remains. Florida Senator Bill Nelson, who pushed the Navy to continue the search, says it has been tough for Spiker's family.
Well, the family takes this news as bittersweet news. It's sad for them.
But Nelson says the family welcomes a conclusion to all of the years of wondering if Spiker was alive. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The White House released a statement from President Obama who said the discovery of Spiker's remains is a reminder of the selfless service that led him to make the ultimate sacrifice. Mr. Obama called U.S. troops listed as missing in action American heroes, and he said the nation remains steadfast in its determination to bring them home. Michael Phelps and the rest of the U.S. medley relay team won the 4x100 relay at the World Swimming Championships in Rome today. They set a new world record that was more than 2 seconds faster than the previous record, which they set at the Olympics in Beijing. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.